This is another episode of Talks with Tyler ISD, a podcast about the passionate people who have a heart for students. This podcast is brought to you by Texas Bank and Trust. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Talks with Tyler ISD. I'm your host, Jennifer Hines, and with us today is Hubbard Middle School Principal John Smiley. This is your first year at Hubbard, but definitely not your first year in Tyler ISD or in administration. Tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got here. You started here back in 2009.
Yeah. So actually I started 2007. Not 07. A whole lot of people know that, but yeah. I student taught at the old Robert E. Lee.
Uh-huh.
Then I taught for 6 years from 2009 to 2015. And then I became an assistant principal for 3 years, dean of instruction for 3 years, all of this at Robert E. Lee. Went through the shift to the new Tyler Legacy.
Yeah.
And then I was named the principal at Rice Elementary for the last 2 years.
Okay, so. But when you were an assistant principal, you did win a pretty big award as the assistant principal of the year, right?
For Region 7.
For our 7
area, not for the state or anything like that. So, but yeah,
but it was still a big honor.
Oh, yeah. One of the things they had you write, and I submitted a writing and I wrote about my why, which is big in education. I don't know if you know this, but my why is my father.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I chose to write about. He had an eighth grade education, ended up being a fantastic, very intelligent person. And that's who I decided to write about.
So. Oh, I love that. That's so touching. Well, so before you got into education, did you know that that's what you wanted to do? Was it your father that kind of led you to that, or were there teachers along the way? I'm a Longhorn, so I'm a little hesitant to admit that you went to A&M, but I mean, you're kind of wearing the maroon, so I'm going to bring it up.
So yeah, I've really known since probably middle school. It's really going through school and having some really good teachers. Also, you know as well as I do, sometimes there's the teachers that aren't so well, and you decide that that's what you want to do because you want to be an impact. So really, from middle school up through high school, my senior year, I took a class called Senior Seminar, and where we shadowed people. So I got to go and shadow some coaches at Trinity Valley Community College, see some teaching and things like that. And it really solidified what I wanted to go to A&M and major in.
And so what was it that you ended up teaching? What subject? What's your background?
So I've taught chemistry. I was certified chemistry, physics, and PE. It would have been awesome to teach PE, but there never was an opening. So I ended up teaching chemistry the entire time. Absolutely loved it.
Well, that's actually my favorite subject throughout my entire high school career. So definitely love to hear that you were that that you were that at the beginning. So you have been at Rice for 2 years prior to this. I will say to our listeners, there is a picture of Smiley in a tutu out there. You really embraced that.
Yeah.
And I love how you started off in the high school level, really understanding that. Now you went to the elementary school level, understanding like the beginning, you understand the end, and now you're in the middle at Hubbard. That really puts you in a very unique situation of now you're going to be able to help those incoming sixth graders, you know, welcoming them in, some of which you are already going to know because they're in your feeder pattern, and then you're going to be able to help those eighth graders move on into an area where you have had so much experience, especially at the administrative level.
Yeah, that's one of the things at the beginning of the year, PD, that I kind of outlined with my staff. I told them about the time I spent 12 years at the secondary level, and at that point, I got to know what it is that we need Hubbard Huskies to know coming into the high school, and then I spent 2 years at the elementary level, so I really know what foundational skills they have coming to us. Also what gaps they may have and what we need to address to catch them up and get them ready for high school. So the last 2 years at Rice have been fantastic. Absolutely loved them. Loved the Rice staff. Loved the little kids. It was definitely different from secondary level.
Yes.
But it's, I do feel like I'm going back home to the middle school level. So
I love to hear that. Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about your leadership style when it comes to connecting with the students.
So maybe a little cliche, a lot of people say servant leadership, but I think if you really ask the teachers that are still at Legacy that knew me, if you ask my Rice staff, and even now at this point, if you ask the Husky teachers, they'll tell you, and you know that I like to wear overalls. I'm not a suit wearer, and I'm not afraid to get my hands dirty, fix light bulbs. So that's really at the beginning of the year to kind of save our maintenance department when there were little issues that needed fixing. I had my tools on campus and I just went ahead and did it myself. So,
well, and one of the reasons is because you're about to have a brand new school, spanking brand new, coming up next year for sure. So that's great that you're able to kind of pitch in and help there, but knowing that you're about to inherit this amazing middle school through the 2022 bond. Tell us a little bit about how you're connecting with your staff, with the parents, and just kind of making that change now that we're about a month into the school year.
So leading into it, one of the things that I knew that I had to do was get to know the people, get to know the teachers, get to know the parents. So I actually did what I called Husky Huddles. That's where I opened up my calendar and I let any Hubbard teacher pick a 30-minute time slot and just kind of tell me a little bit about them, a little bit about Hubbard, as well as I kept asking them what is needed from the person in this chair. So I ended up doing about 35 of those, got a lot of key, valuable information about Hubbard, opened it up, did that with a few parents as well, because, you know, coming on board, that's your number one goal.
Right.
Then once school started, the thing is to continue that with the students, get to know them, get to know what they like. Sometimes it's not about me, it's not about the teachers, it's about the kids. So when you're talking incentives for getting students to do well, we have to ask them what it is that they want, not necessarily what we think that they want.
Yeah, absolutely. So, making sure that they are a part of the decision making and allowing them to feel like they have a voice at the table, allowing them to show their leadership skills, very important. Talk to us a little bit about some of your goals as the new principal at Hubbard. I know that y'all are an avid campus that has been definitely one that many across the nation have looked up to. And so you're integrating those strategies throughout the campus.
Yeah, so, you know, every campus wants to be an A-rated campus. Right. I'm a very competitive person. so I'd love to be an A-rated campus. I would love to get lots of distinctions. But kind of goals at the very beginning of the year is one, just making the students comfortable. They're going to work harder and they're going to want to do better and get involved in their education if they are feeling safe, if they're building relationships with one another, if they're building relationships with the teachers. If you take care of those little things, then the big thing of making an A-rated campus, that kind of takes care of itself. So we are pushing AVID. It is Hubbard's an AVID demonstration site. I'm sure that you knew that. So integrating those AVID strategies. In our advisory period, the kids have a leadership notebook. So that's where we take care of some of the wicker is what it's called. Those are the strategies in AVID, as well as our Leader in Me, which is our social-emotional learning.
And so, of course, Leader in Me is district-wide at all of the campuses.
Yep, we did it
so
at
that's
Rice.
That's wonderful that the students that are coming from Rice feeding into Hubbard, they already have that framework of mind of the seven habits of highly effective people. Franklin Covey, this is the kid version of that, and we do have that district-wide, so that's a really neat leadership opportunity there. I know you talked about prioritizing high levels of leadership and levels of academics, but also the importance, tell us a little bit about the importance of that individualized education, because it is about each individual student.
Yeah. So, you know, we can't blame COVID anymore, but unfortunately, some kids come to us with gaps in their learning. So one of the things that we're going to specialize at Hubbard is small group instruction. We did that at Rice Elementary. Teachers did a great job. Some students come with gaps, but then you have some students that come and when you're doing basic tier one instruction, that's what the teacher provides to everybody. They already may have a little bit of that foundation. So what is it that we can do for those students to push them to grow, to maintain where they're at? And really the way to do that and meet those needs is small group instruction.
So. That's wonderful. Well, and then also you got to think about all of the supporting things around the educational part, your clubs, organizations. How is all of that going? Yeah.
So one of the first things I did when I came on board is I reached out to Candy Thompson, which is the administrative assistant at Legacy, and I asked for her to send me a list of clubs that are already active at Legacy. So again, it's not about me, it's what about the kids want and what they choose. So she sent me a list. And when we had PD at the beginning of the year, I showed that to all my teachers and I said, hey, our job is to front load students that already are familiar with these clubs and organizations, and they're gonna be eighth graders going into ninth grade at Legacy. So I asked them who wants to be sponsors, had a great turnout of teachers saying different organizations they want to sponsor. And then the plan is to open that up at some point in time for the parents and the kids to also come And just learn about those things, you know, something beyond just a flyer or a poster on campus.
Absolutely. And again, that goes back to, you know, making sure that these middle schoolers kind of have that bridge into high school. They're going to recognize some of those clubs. They're going to be able to plug in right away. Now that we, you know, are into the year, are there any highlights or things that you have coming up that you would like to share that y'all are going to be having going on over there in the Hubbard Husky territory? Yeah.
So, I mean, open house, you know, we're going to have open house. Everybody has that, but that's a great way for us to showcase even some student work and some changes that we've made from the beginning of the school year. To me, optics is a big thing, how things look. And there hasn't always been enough time to reach all the goals that I'd set for the campus. So I'm still working on some of those things. The parents, they're going to be very understanding. It is a 60-year-old building, you know that.
So. Yes.
We do want to do a fall show in theater. You know, it's tough on those things, orchestra, theater, choir.
Yes.
There's a lot of work to be done before you have a show. So they do those a lot of the time in the spring, but we are going to have one in the fall. And you know the fall is full of sporting events, football, volleyball, cross country.
All the things. Yeah. Yes. Well, it sounds like you have a lot of great things going on in the Husky Pack over there. Is there anything else that you would like for our listeners to remember from today's podcast as they're listening to everything about Hubbard and what y'all have going on there?
Just Hubbard is a fantastic campus. Even my short amount of time that I've been there, it's one of the best campuses in this district. And, you know, the saying this year is we are the pack.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a cohesive unit of teachers and students that are collaborating, leader and me, synergizing together. And really, we're just pushing for those successful student outcomes.
Well, I love to hear that. Thank you so much, Mr. John Smiley, principal at Hubbard Middle School, for joining us today for this episode of Talks with Tyler ISD. We hope that you check out our other episodes of Talks with Tyler ISD to learn about all things Tyler ISD. You can also sign up for our district newsletter that's going to be at get.tylerisd.news, where you can sign up and you'll get monthly emails and newsletters that will tell you about all of the wonderful things going on inside of our district. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Texas Bank and Trust. Subscribe to Talks with Tyler ISD on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. Please share this episode with your friends and family.
Home is made up of hopes and dreams, and your ability to help students be successful in reaching their hopes and dreams is why Tyler ISD is your hometown school district. This is my home. There is absolutely no better place to live and learn than Tyler, Texas.
We're proud of the extraordinary partnership we share with Tyler Independent School District, a premier public school system. In the last decade, we've educated children together, providing a small town feel with big city opportunities.
The culture at Tyler ISD is family oriented. No matter the position, you're part of a bigger family. Tyler's been a home to me now for 9 years, an actual home. And of course, my second home is our Tyler ISD. As your superintendent, I can't think of a better place to be. I see our employees going above and beyond for the sake of our children here in Tyler, Texas.
Together, we intentionally build an environment in which our families are empowered to choose where their children learn. Our state-of-the-art facilities are available to all who choose Tyler ISD.
And it's inside these walls that students learn to be leaders who are self-reliant, considerate of others, and creative problem solvers.
In Tyler, we are a community. We thrive, flourish, prosper, and grow. Tyler is where we work, live, and want to stay. This is home.
This is our home.
This is my home.
This is our home.
My home.
My home.
This is our home.
This is home.
When it comes to Tyler, Texas, there is no place like home.